This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Court of Appeals last week ruled that the state's database of law enforcement officers will remain confidential. The ruling comes after the Colorado Peace Officer Training Board denied requests by two news organizations for information about certified and decertified police officers. Courts found the board is subject to the Colorado Criminal Justice Records Act and not the state's Open Records Act. Indigenous people often feel ignored and hurt by local news coverage in Colorado. That's according to a report from the Colorado Media Project and the Colorado News Collaborative, two groups focused on strengthening news resources in the state. Members of the indigenous communities told the organizations that daily news coverage usually either leaves out their community or perpetuates stereotypes. They recommend journalists build more trust and long-standing relationships with their communities and increase representation in their newsrooms. A Denver social studies teacher is being honored with the Eleanor Gears Award. David Duffield has spent a decade collecting and preserving Colorado's LGBTQ history with the Center on Colfax and has donated 28 collections filled with personal papers and photos to the Denver Public Library. Duffield says he's honored to win the award and hopes the work continues long after him.
It's not about me as the historian. It's about the legacy of the work and making sure that no queer kid ever has to grow up with the same kind of ignorance I've had to grow up with.
The Eleanor Gears Award honors those who have made significant contributions to the library's archives. The Colorado Avalanche will miss out on their chance to defend last year's Stanley Cup title. The team lost Game 7 to the Seattle Kraken in Denver yesterday night. This is the first time in 5 years that the Avs have been eliminated during the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. This is CPR News and KRCC.